So we're doing Navi, and we had learned how Shaul had passed away on the mountains of Gilad, which are not far from Beit Shan. And when Shaul had become king, his first battle was when he led the Jewish people to save the people of Yavesh Gilad. The people of Yavesh Gilad had been attacked from Nachash, the Ammonite king. And Shaul had gathered the forces and said, "We will save you." And that was his first battle, when no one was courageous enough to stand up to the Ammonite king. Shaul had gone to save them. Now, the people of Yavesh Gilad had an ancient affinity for the tribe of Benjamin, because when civil war had broken out and all the tribes were fighting against the tribe of Binyamin after the story of the concubine on the hilltop, there was one people who did not join that war against Binyamin, the people of Yavesh Gilad. And so now when Shaul is found dead and the Philistines take his body and his three children's bodies and they hack off his head and then they hang up his bodies to show everyone how they captured the king, they want to mock the Jews. So they hang up the bodies. You thought what the Philistines do today is a new thing. Here you have it in Tanakh. So the people of Yavesh Gilad come out secretly at night and they sneak into the enemy territory, into Philistine territory, and they take Shaul's body and his children's body and they bury them and they fast 7 days over that. Now, David doesn't yet know what's going on. David has just finished his battle with the Amalekites, recaptured his family, taken back the loot and his family, and a man comes from the war, and his clothing are torn, and he's in a state of mourning, and he wants to show good favor to David. And we are not clear, because his story will conflict with the story we just heard, and it's not clear whether the story he tells is real or not. But he tells the following story. He comes to David and bows to him. And David asks him, "Where are you coming from?" And he says, "I've come from the Jewish camp. I've fled." And David asks him, "What happened at the war?" And the man says, "Everyone ran. And many people were killed. And Shaul and his son Yonatan were also dead." So David asks him, "How do you know Shaul and Yonatan are dead?" And he says to him, "I was there on Mountain Gilboa. And Shaul had already tried to commit suicide over his spear. And I saw the horsemen had caught up to him. And they were shooting at him with their arrows. And Shaul turned and saw me. And he says, 'Who are you?' And I said, 'I'm an Amaleki.'" And that's scary for Shaul, right? He's left over. He's one of those people Shaul should have killed and didn't kill. And he asks me, "Please, kill me, because I've been taken over by the Shavats. I still have a few breaths left." What is Shavats? So one interpretation is that Shavats is the trembling that precedes death. So he's telling him, "I'm about to die anyways." Our sages say the word Shavats comes from the word Tashbetz. Tashbetz is the description of the shirts that the Kohanim used to wear, Ketonet Tashbetz. And Shaul was saying, "I'm dying now because I killed out the city of Kohanim. I'm paying the price for that. Please kill me." And then this man says, "So I stood over him and I killed him, because I saw after he threw himself on his sword, he's not going to live anymore. And I took his crown, and I took his royal bracelet, and I brought them to you here." And he's expecting David to reward him. He's giving David good news that Shaul is dead and David is now king. And we will pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week. I'll see you guys, Bezrat Hashem.